We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
Good morning.
Good morning. Certainly a tough Saturday for your guys at Villanova. 35-0 loss. Kind of give me your impressions on that game.
Great credit to the opponent. I thought that they played extremely well. We did not match. Didn't even come close. The 21-point first quarter was really atrocious for us on defense. I think that we settled in a little bit after that point, but offensively we couldn't get anything going. But great credit to Andy and his crew. They played very well.
How disappointing for you coming off that the win from Brown? Did you feel like your guys just was it more Villanova, or were you more disappointed in the way your guys came out?
I think you always take a combination of both. You know, I think the Villanova came out prepared to play, and you know, we had a good week of practice. There was no problem with our preparation. It was just the, you know, the opportunity to execute. Once the lights came on, we really got sideways early. There were some things that you looked at on the field on tape, and you know, kind of scratch your head a little bit as a coach, knowing that you've coached certain things a different way, but our kids weren't able to, you know, put it into play. And so, I mean, they jumped up early. They're a good ball team, and we were unable to get our feet up underneath us and make anything happen. You know, we sat there at 14-0. We hit a kickoff return, a reverse on a kickoff return to the plus 40-yard line, and end up having, you know, a penalty and a sack, and end up, you know, losing 25 yards. So we were unable to be able to take advantage of any kind of spark to work your way back into the game. And, you know, I think that there's shared responsibility both on, you know, our lack of execution and their good execution. So it was just a very disappointing day.
How good is Villanova playing right now? Because they've done this to several teams over the last several weeks, not only putting strong numbers up offensively, both running and passing, and then just totally shutting people down defensively. How good are they right now?
I think they're very good. I think, you know, it's a testimony to continuity. You know, I've known those guys forever since 1998, you know, and the same guys there working the offense are there. There's a number of guys have been there a long time working the defense. So, I mean, you know, I think that, you know, they started very fast versus Elon, you know, and they did the same thing to us, you know. And then when we kind of looked at the New Hampshire-Elon score the Friday night before we played, you know, and kind of did the score comparison, it was a little bit eye-opening, wondering really how good Villanova is. So, you know, I think they're solid. I think, you know, that their defense is swarming around. They've got good kids and executing the scheme extremely well. And those two defensive ends they have are a problem. And the nose guard's a good player as well. But, you know, offensively they do what they do, and they do it extremely well. And they do it with good tempo and good speed and good precision. So, you know, when you're able to run the ball at will like that and be able to go 8-9 in the passing game, I mean, you've got everything going for you. So I think you got to look at it as a pretty good football team, and everybody needs to be prepared to play them if they think they can have a chance to beat them.
We're here with Rhode Island head coach Jim Fleming. If you have a question for Coach Fleming, just hit *1 on your keypad. You guys had run the ball pretty effectively in the last few weeks, but they're able to take Anderson and Cooper away. Was that, do you feel like, the focus of their defense, and what did they do specifically to kind of shut those guys down?
Well, they did some nice. I mean, we had a couple things schemed up for what they do on defense. They are a different look. You know, they're a 3-3 stack, you know, one that I'm familiar with for years at Akron running the defense out of the 3-3 stack. But they've done some very nice things with it. They fit the run plays that we had very well, made a couple of adjustments very quickly to take care of some of the, you know, the stresses we were putting on them. You know, so I mean, I think, you know, it was really, though, it was, you know, their execution and our lack of ability to control the line of scrimmage. I mean, that I thought they did a very good job on the defensive line, pushing back, holding gaps, and we needed to play more strong up front to give our running game any chance to go. And then, you know, we got a couple screens on them that, you know, I thought were decent plays, at least looked like football plays. And, you know, but again, you know, we didn't play well, and Villanova was very good.
You let Jordan Vassano stay at QB the whole game, and continues to get game experience for you, did you see some growth out of him, and how important is it for him just to continue to get reps?
Well, it's really important. I mean, he's a redshirt freshman that needs as much as he can get. He, you know, finished up the first half, was decent, 8 for 9, but by the time we got to halftime, you know, there was going to need to get the ball downfield a little bit, which we were unable to do. So, you know, yeah, sure, it's important to get him reps, and it's important he continues to make strides to become better, and we'll manage that as we go through the year.
Defensively, Nas Jones, a team high 9 tackles, and obviously, as you've touched on, you guys weren't able to slow them down much, but talk a little bit about his performance in that game.
He did well. I mean, I think that he was, you know, he was getting to the football, and he was there, you know, by need to make some tackles. So, you know, you like to say that, you know, your safeties are making a lot of tackles because they're quick run support down on the, you know, on the goal line. I mean, on the line of scrimmage. But there was necessity to get some guys that got cracked through the first two levels, and there he was, and he had you know, forced to make the tackles, and so he was able to do that and played a solid football game. But you know, it wasn't anything remarkable, but did come up with some decent numbers.
Doesn't get any easier this week. You face another team that's 2-0 in NCAA football in Stony Brook. As you start to look at Stony Brook, talk about some of the challenges that they present.
Well, you know, I mean, you look at them, and it's been a weird up and down. You know, I know that they ended up, you know, having some great success for Richmond, and then they came back and stubbed their toe versus Sacred Heart, you know, had a nice win against Towson, you know, so I think that, you know, their message down there will be, you know, making sure that they're prepared for each and every opponent. They're a solid defense, you know, they're a physical two-back, run-oriented football team on offense. I think the Bedell kid's very good, and they've got, you know, and the wide receiver's a very, very solid player. I mean, very good. And the quarterback seems to be playing well. I think they're playing within their scheme and doing a good job, so we're going to have to play very well on defense. We're going to have to, you know, get the ball moving a heck of a lot more than we did last week and you know, go compete. You know, that's the biggest thing we got to do is to, you know, tighten ourselves up and then put our best effort on the field on Saturday and see if we can get a win on the road, which we haven't been able to do yet.
All right, Jim, thanks as always for your time this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Great, thanks.
Thank you.